Okay, Dundalk assistant manager Vinnie Pert. Vinnie, job well done tonight. The ties still wide open.
Yeah, I think, look, at home now has become nil all draws have become good results, because even if you're 1-0 down away from home, you're one goal away from going through. So, look, it's not ideal. We weren't at our very, very best, but some of our great results have, in Europe, have been away from home. So, we'll give it a right go. We've had a good look at them now. They were sort of everything we expected, and you know, it was evenly matched at times. They might have shaded the better chances, but you know, we're probably a bit disappointed we didn't hit the target a bit more, that's all.
They did have a chance at one stage in the second half, or it was the first half, they were going through on goal, and it was the second half, in fact, and he missed it. It was an empty, he had a great chance on goal, he missed it. But yeah, as you say, the chances few and far between. Mickey Duffy was unfortunate too, he had three good chances and it just didn't work for them tonight.
Yeah, we're probably disappointed we haven't hit the target a bit with a couple of our chances. Not that they were great chances, but you know, we would have liked them to hit the target and test the keeper. We haven't really done that tonight. So look, I think the game away from home might open up a little bit. It was very compact in midfield, so might suit us. You know, I think our two wingers tonight caused them a lot of trouble, and we're right in the tie, like, and you know, a goal for us changes everything. So it's going to be an interesting 90 minutes next week.
Showed the respect that they had for you too, and they were running down the clock.
Yeah, I mean, we said that, and they done that last week as well. To be fair, against or last year against Cork, that's sort of, after watching that game, we were expecting that type of night. So, look, that's what happens in Europe teams. You know, it's early in the season for them, and hopefully they think they've the tie done and the job done away from home, but we'll have a right go off them next week.
Dundalk always do well when they play the first leg at home in Oriel Park, and maybe they haven't won the tie and then they go away from home, and that's where you do your work.
Yeah, we've had some great results away from home, as I said earlier, against away from Oriel, should I say, and we've done some brilliant things outside of this ground. Bigger pits tend to suit us a little bit more, allows us impose our game in terms of passing. So it's they have it'll be a fairly open game again next week, and we'll have a right cut off them, and as I said, goals in next week's tie will change everything.
Great to see Patrick McElhaney back tonight.
Yeah, I think he came on and gave us a little bit of, he gave the whole ground a lift, and he gave us a little bit of a different spark. It's very early for him, he's really in pre-season, that was a high intensity game, but he's getting closer every sort of training session, and he's a real option for us at the moment.
Must have been, I know you can't comment on it, the refereeing, it was the most bizarre decision that I've seen, where a referee talks to a player, I don't know what happened, he gives him a yellow and then gives him a red, sends him off, and then he's called back after he's told that he wasn't given the yellow cards at all, gives him another yellow, and I thought he was sending him off again, and I thought he was giving him two yellows and a red. It was confusing, and he was still on the pitch. It was a dreadful referee.
Yeah, to be fair to him, he made a mistake pushing on the red card and he put it back away and gave him the yellow. That can happen, but even to book Pat for that incident, I mean, he was barged in the back with a number four. I'm being told there was a spit involved, which is why Pat reacted that way. Look, whether that happened or not, I don't know. We'll review the video. We had and Pat actually, all he's saying is he only made that point to the referee and he booked him. So behind the referee's back, there's four people charging into Pat. So when I spoke to the fourth official and the linesman, they didn't want to comment on it. So the referee needs some eyes, and probably the rest of the staff could have done a better job in protecting Pat. Some bizarre decisions. There was a handball there that on Patrick that, like, you just don't, it's just, there's nothing in it, like, and we're breaking at that stage. So some crazy stuff, but there you go. That's, you know, what can you do? We can't get over carried away with it.
But anyway, look, I mean, you didn't concede a goal, really, and that really was the most important thing.
Yeah, look, as I said, nil all in the tie is great, because, as I said, we'd rather be leading, of course, but we're 1-0 down with 10 minutes to go. We're one goal away from going through. So, look, we do fancy ourselves to score. We tend to score a lot of European goals and away from home. So we'll give everything. We have a good account of ourselves, as always, next week, and touch wood, we get the job done.
And finally, can I just ask you, Bohemians on Sunday, I mean, they're very much a team that you have to give a lot of attention and focus to, and 3 points are very key.
Yeah, look, we have to talk about tonight's result. We're here, but like 10 o'clock in the morning, we're sort of all in together. We'll be preparing for the Bohemians game as professional as we can be, and they've had a great result last week. We've watched them over the last couple of weeks. We've done all our homework, and look, our bread and butter is the league. We're not going to be found wanting on Sunday. We'll be ready to go, so it's a big game for us.
Listen, Vinny, congratulations. I think you did very well tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you.